Yo, yo, it's just about game time here on opening day for the Central League. We're at Tokyo Dome this evening, where Uehara will be facing Kuroda in battle between the Yomiuri Giants hosting the Hiroshima Carp. I hope you all enjoy the show this evening. I've gotten quite a bit of feedback, which I hope to incorporate. Not sure how well it'll go, but always good to try something new. We're just getting ready for the ceremonial first pitch now. Uehara has pretty much finished up his warm-up pitches. The guest is Ando something or other. Girl in a mini skirt. And her first pitch to Hiroshima's Ogata is swung on and missed. Hey, it was a pretty good pitch. For the talent, she gives a bow. She thanks Abe for the ball. And heads off the field with the Jabbit, the Giants mascot. That finishes the opening ceremony. Uehara throws a couple more pitches. This is his sixth consecutive opening day start, the most for any Giant pitcher. Hiroshima's batting order starts off with Ogata, and Ogata hits a line drive over the second baseman Nishi and into right field for a leadoff base hit on the first pitch of the ball game from Uehara. And this game is now underway, as is the 2005 season for the Giants and Hiroshima Carp. Next up is Higashide, left-handed batter. Uehara first, throws over to first. Kiyohara, the first baseman this evening, batting number 4 for the Giants, takes it, and without even bothering to apply a tag, throws it back to Uehara. Uehara is now set on the mound, and his first pitch to Higashide is taken down the middle for strike 1. Ogata was not even faking moving on the pitch. Uehara comes set again, but before he throws home, he comes to first. Ogata backs, head sliding. Uehara set. The pitch is up high and inside. Ball 1. The next pitch is bunted foul off the left side. Kokobo was playing kind of back. It looked more like a safety bunt than a sacrifice bunt there by Higashide. Uehara steps off the mound and will do it again. Come set again. And the pitch is taken. Just misses on the outside part of the plate. Just misses outside, not on the outside part of the plate, sorry. That brings the count to 2-2. The next pitch is taken low. Ball three. Full count now to Higashide with Ogata on first and nobody out. The next pitch, swung on and missed, strike three, the throw to second, with Ogata on the run, head sliding in, safe. So that's a strikeout and a stolen base. We now have a runner at second base, number three batting Shima at the plate. Shima earned a nickname as Aka Gojira, Red Godzilla, last year, hitting quite a few home runs in the first half of the season. He fouls off the first pitch to the left-hand side and out of play for strike one. The next pitch is down low, but he fails to check his swing. Strike two. Uehara set. The third offering is fouled off to the left side and out of play. Two strikes, no balls. The next pitch is taken for ball one, and Uehara comes set again. This ball is fouled back behind the backstop and out of play. Against Uehara last year, Shima batted a whopping 8 for 16 for a .500 batting average. He takes low here. That evens the count at 2-2. Shima hit 2 home runs, drove in 3 runs, and struck out twice against Uehara last year. The next pitch is reached for and hit to short. Shortstop fields the ball on one bound, looks the runner back to second, and throws to first for the second out of the inning. That'll bring up cleanup hitter LaRocca. LaRocca, right-handed batter, stands in. Uehara, still pitching from the stretch, looks at second, throws home, and the first pitch is swung on and missed, strike one. Hiroshima pitcher Kuroda is out in front of the dugout. He was throwing some warm-up pitches. Now he's just taking in the game. The second pitch to LaRocca is swung on, fouled back. Strike two. LaRocca also hit Uehara hard last year. He was 4-for-7 for a .571 batting average. He finished last year with 40 home runs, 101 RBIs. He takes up high for ball one. Sorry. Oh. I guess that's against the Giants. He had 58 RBIs against the Giants. LaRocca takes the next pitch, ball two. That evens the count at 2-2. We have a runner at second. The fifth pitch is taken in the dirt for ball three to bring the count full. So we have two down, runner at second base, LaRocca at the plate. And before we get the next pitch, a balk is called on Uehara, who started to go to the mound, I think. So we now have a full count, runner at third base and two down. The next pitch is swung on and hit to the right side. This is going into the gap. The ball bounces off the fence. It's fielded by Kepler in center. Throw back to second. And LaRocca is standing at second with the RBI double. Stand-up double. A one bounder off the wall. Nice hit, hitting by LaRocca, going the other way and into the right center gap. That will bring up Maeda with a runner at second, two down. Uehara still pitching from the stretch. He's set, looks at second. Goes to the plate. Pitch just misses outside for ball one. Maeda hit 300 last year, 3-for-10 against Uehara. The next pitch, Maeda checks his swing. Third base umpire agrees. That's no strikes, two balls. Uehara said again, the pitch misses outside, ball three. With first base open, no strikes, three balls. Uehara set, the fourth pitch to Maeda, just catches the outside part of the plate, strike one called. We have a runner at second. The count, one strike, three balls, two down, one run in for Hiroshima here in the top of the first at Tokyo Dome. Uehara looks at second again, comes to the plate, and just gets the inside corner for a called strike two while Maeda was taking first base. Uehara has thrown 25 pitches so far this inning. Maeda returns to the left-handed batter's box. The full count pitch with runner at second, two down, and it's swung on a grounder to the right-hand side. Uehara is running for it. It's played by Kiyohara, who scoops the ball to a covering Uehara for the third out of the inning. But not before Laroca drives in the first run of the game on a stand-up double to right center. At the end of a half inning, Hiroshima leads 1-0. After just under a week of baseball in the Pacific League, SoftBank Hawks currently lead the Pacific League with a 5-0 record. The Cebu Lions are in second place, tied with Lotte, both teams 3 wins and 2 losses. Nippon Ham is in fourth place with a 2-3 record, and Oryx and Nakhtin are both tied in fifth with only 1 win and 4 losses. Nishi leads off the bottom half of the first for the Giants against Kuroda. This is Nishi's 10th year. And Kuroda's first pitch is taken on the outside corner, called strike one. Kuroda in the windup, and the pitch in the dirt. Taken. Ball one. 1-1. Kuroda winds up again. The next pitch is swung on and lifted to center field. It's going deep, but not nearly deep enough. Center fielder has it, and we have one out. That will bring up Giant shortstop Nioka. Kuroda into the windup. First pitch to Nioka is called strike on the inside corner. Strike one. The second pitch is low, called ball one. Nioka had moderate success against Kuroda last year, only batted 286, 2 for 7. The third pitch is grounded to the left side. LaRocca has it and throws to first for the force. We have two quick outs. That'll bring up Takahashi Yoshinobu. The first pitch to Yoshinobu is a one bounder off the plate, taken for ball one. Of the Giants, Takahashi hit the best against Kuroda last year, a 333 pace, 4 for 12. The second pitch is hit deep to left. Haita! Home run! A line drive home run to left field. That ties the ball game at 1-1. The Giants didn't take too long to catch up, and they did it with the long ball, which has been their major weapon for the last several years now. Here in the bottom of the first inning, we had two quick outs before Takahashi tied this ball game up with a home run to left. And that brings up Kiyohara, who can't check his swing on an outside pitch. Strike one. Kuroda's second pitch to Kiyohara is taken on the outside corner. Strike two. The home run didn't dissuade Kuroda from throwing strikes. Kuroda's third pitch is taken down the middle. Strike three. Three pitches, three strikes. I like to see that. The Giants are retired, but not before Takahashi hits a line drive into the left field stands to tie this ball game up after one inning, 1-1. In other games going on around the leagues, Yakult has taken an early 1-0 lead against Hanshin. And back at Tokyo Dome, Ogata is swinging at Uehara's first pitch and grounds out to shortstop for one quick out. Oryx currently leads Nippon Ham in the first inning, 3-0. First pitch to Nomura is taken for strike one. The second pitch is fouled away for two quick strikes. Nomura should surpass the 2,000 hit mark this season, as he has 1,945 hits going into the season. The third pitch is taken down low for ball one. Two strikes, one ball. The fourth pitch is fouled off of Abe's mask, which is knocked off, but Abe is okay. Nomura stands in, left-handed batter's box again. Uehara winds up, the delivery, taken outside. That evens the count at 2-2. The next pitch, Nomura reaches out and slaps the ball the other way. It's over shortstop's head, and it bounces in front of the left fielder for a bloop single to left. That'll bring up Hiroshima's catcher, Kuda. Nomura only needs 54 more hits to reach the big 2,000 plateau. The countdown is on for this carp. Kuda now stands in. Uehara now pitching from the stretch. The first pitch is taken down low. Ball one. The second pitch is taken on the lower part of the plate, lower part of the strike zone, down the middle of the plate for strike one. That evens the count at 1-1. Kuda stands in again. The next pitch is taken just getting the inside corner for strike two. Slider coming into the right-handed batter. The next pitch is swung on and missed. Strike three. That's the second out of the inning. And next up will be pitcher Kuroda. Uehara's first delivery to Kuroda is swung on and lifted to the right side. And Takahashi comes in about five steps, makes the catch, and the side is retired. So the Hiroshima Carp managed to get one hit, but nothing to show for it. At the end of 1.5 innings, we have a tied ball game, 1-1. We'll be right back. We now go to the bottom of the second inning. Tuffy Rhodes leads off. Kuroda's first pitch is taken on the outside part of the plate. Strike one. Rhodes stands in, shakes his bat around furiously, and the pitch is lifted high to the left side, but that ball goes out of play. Strike two. Kuroda, who's already struck out one batter on three pitches, comes in, and Rhodes lifts the high fastball to deep left field, but it's not deep enough. Left fielder has it in front of the warning track, and it's just a long fly ball out. One down. That brings up former Dae Hawk Kokubo. Kuroda into the windup, and the pitch is check swung foul to the right hand side from the right hand batter. We currently have a tie game, 1-1, in the bottom of the second inning, with one down, Kokubo at the plate. The next pitch, first base umpire says that Kokubo failed to hold his swing, called strike two. Kuroda into the windup, and the pitch is a one bounder, blocked by Kuda. Count now, two strikes, one ball. After changing balls, Kuroda winds up, pitches, swung on and missed, strike three on the inside pitch. Nice pitch by Kuroda to get Kokubo swinging. We have two quick outs again this inning. And Giants' new Gaikokujin player, Kepler. The first pitch is taken on the outside part of the plate. Strike one. Kepler, right-hand batter, stands in again. The windup and the pitch is swung on and lined to left field. Foul! That one was in the stands, but foul. Another line drive with the distance to left. But this one just missed the foul pole. Kuroda winds up. The next delivery, outside and low, taken for ball one. Kuda had to make a diving catch at that one. Kepler stands in. The pitch is taken on the inside part of the plate. Strike three, looking. Three up, three down for Kuroda this inning. And at the end of two complete, we still have a 1-1 ball game. Uehara finishes up his warm-up pitches here in the top of the third inning. We have a 1-1 ball game. And the Hiroshima Carp send up leadoff batter Ogata, who takes Uehara's first pitch of the inning for strike one. Ogata led off the first inning with a base hit, stole second, moved to third on a balk, and was driven in on a double by LaRocca. Second pitch is called strike two. Uehara winds up, and the third offering is swung on and fouled away to the left-hand side by the left-handed batter. And Uehara into the windup again. Another foul ball back out of play to the left-hand side behind the third base dugout. Uehara is coming in with strikes. The next pitch, and he proves me wrong by missing way outside for ball one. Two strikes, one ball. The next pitch is way outside, but swung on and missed. Strike three. That'll bring up Higashide. Higashide struck out his first at bat, and he takes strike one on the outside corner from Uehara. The second pitch is swung on and lifted to shallow center field. Kepler comes in and makes the catch for out number two. That'll bring up Shima. Shima grounded out to shortstop his first at bat. And he lifts Uehara's first offering up high to the left side. Nioka goes back, calls off the two outfielders. And we have three up, three down in the third inning. So, going to the bottom of the third, the score remains 1-1. There's been some interesting news this week on, let's see. Tuesday, Watanabe gave a talk to the Yomiuri Group as kind of a kickoff for the Central League opener. And in it, he seemed to have something bad to say about everyone. He was joking a couple days previously about managers with beards. And the very next day, Giants manager Horiuchi shaved his mustache and beard. In his talk on Tuesday, he criticized Kiyohara for wearing earrings. He said that baseball players who wear earrings should be afraid that they might have their ears cut off by somebody trying to rob them. Then he followed that up by saying, but Kyo's so scary, they might think he's Yakuza and flee from him. At the time, Kiyohara was standing just 5 meters behind Watanabe and giving him a very dirty look, which pretty much all the sports papers put on their article. But back to play. Kuroda's first pitch to Abe, Giants number 8 batter, is taken down low for ball one. Watanabe, former owner, also mentioned that he's glad that a certain person who runs a porn site did not get into Pro Yaku. Second pitch is taken for strike one. And Kuroda's third offering is grounded to second. The throw to first is in time, and we have one quick out. We all know how little Watanabe owner thought of Horie, who pretty much prevented his contraction from happening last year, but to rub it in like this is just too much. Horie does not run a porn site. The next up is Uehara. He doesn't really look like he's up there to swing. Takes strike one on the outside part of the plate. Uehara. Oh, the next pitch, he is swinging. He lifts the ball to the left side. Third baseman LaRocca, in foul territory, calls the ball and makes the catch. That's two quick outs. That'll bring us back up to the top of the order, Inishi. I really question what Watanabe is trying to do here. He's insulting his own manager, his own number four batter, and a person who, in the minds of many, saved Pro Yaku. Nishi fakes a bunt and has it called strike one. Kuroda's next offering is taken lower part of the strike zone, strike two. Kuroda's really coming in with a lot of strikes tonight. The next pitch is swung on and grounded to the right-hand side and through! Base hit! Second baseman made a really valiant effort to get to the ball, but wasn't able to come up with it. So the Giants have a two-out base runner on here in the bottom of the third inning, and that'll bring up Nioka. Nioka grounded out to third, his first at bat. Kuroda pitching from the stretch for the first time this evening. Throws over to first base to keep Nishi close. Nishi is back standing up. Now, Kuroda steps off the mound after looking at first a couple times. I guess Nishi is making him a little nervous there. Kuroda is set. The pitch, low and outside. Kuda made a good catch just before the ball went into the dirt. Kuroda has thrown 31 pitches so far this evening. And he throws over to first, where Nishi is back in standing up. So, Kuroda gets set again. And the next pitch is a broken bat, grounder up the middle. Shortstop has to place the ball in front of the second base bag, while the bat goes off to the first base side of the pitcher. But the throw to first is in time, and the side is retired. At the end of three complete, the Hiroshima Carp are still deadlocked with the Giants, 1-1. After their opening day win, the Rakuten Golden Eagles have had a really hard time putting up a second win. They hope to do so tonight at their new home in Sendai. After, or still in the first inning, they still have no score. They're at Full Cast Stadium. Uehara's first pitch to LaRocca here in the fourth inning is taken on the outside part of the plate for strike one. A big thing with Rakuten has been the hitless effort by team captain Isobe. LaRocca fouls the next pitch off his foot. The ball stayed within the line all the way up to the third base where it was fielded. I think it was off his shin. He's walking around. Yes, off the lower part of his left shin. He needs to walk that one off a little bit. He looks like he's okay now. He stands back into the right-handed batter's box. He takes the next pitch outside. That's two strikes, one ball to LaRocca, leading off the fourth inning. Nonetheless, Isobe, there was word that Isobe may be sent down to the farm if he didn't get a hit in the last game, which I don't believe he got a hit. The next pitch is fouled away. Count remains, two strikes, one ball. And LaRocca fouls another pitch off his right ankle this time. He's going to really be hurt. If anybody's listening in on or watching the Rakuten game, I'd like to know if Isobe is in the lineup. I pulled it up on Yahoo, and he is, so I guess that was an idle threat. Another foul ball, this time to the right-hand side. That's four foul balls in a row for LaRocca. Oh, there was one ball in there, wasn't there? And the next pitch is taken down low, ball two. That evens the count at 2-2. But I see that Isobe is batting at the top of the order this evening. That's an interesting way to help him get out of a slump. Next pitch is fouled off to the left-hand side. Count remains, 2-2. I guess Tao Kantoku is trying to give him some confidence. Kiyohara, the pitch is hit back to Kiyohara. The bat just off to Kiyohara's right, or part of the bat just off to Kiyohara's right. And it looks like Kiyohara might be hurt. He's holding his side. Trainer comes out. Kiyohara Uehara is holding his right side. The comebacker hit him just above his right thigh. His right, just right of his stomach, maybe? He played the ball off his stomach, threw LaRocca out for the first out of the inning. The score is currently 1-1. We're in the top of the fourth inning. And number five batter, Maeda, is at the plate. He swings at the first pitch, pulling it to the second baseman, who throws the ball to first for out number two. So I'd say Uehara is doing okay. That'll bring up Ogata. Oh, I just realized we have two Ogatas in the lineup tonight. Let's see. Ogata takes down low, ball one. What are their first names? The next pitch is lifted to the left side. Nioka goes back, but Kepler calls him off and makes the catch for out number three. So Hiroshima goes down in order for the second time in a row. And at the end of three and a half, we still have a 1-1 tie. We've got the heart of the Giants lineup coming to bat. Numbers 3, 4, and 5. Takahashi, Kiyohara, and Rhodes. All three big home run threats. Takahashi actually took that threat to heart. His first at bat, hitting a line drive home run to left, which tied the game. Takahashi stands in, left-handed batter. Kuroda winds up, and his first delivery to Takahashi is taken on the outside corner for strike one. Kuroda certainly hasn't been intimidated by Takahashi. Kuroda goes into the windup again, and the pitch is the umpire says that he will go win around. That's strike two. Two strikes, no balls on Takahashi Yoshinobu. And the next pitch isn't handled by the catcher. It is swung on and not handled by the catcher, but catcher Kuda touches Takahashi for the first out of the inning. That'll bring up Kiyohara. Kiyohara is 8 home runs shy of the 200 mark. No, sorry, 500 mark. The first pitch is swung on a miss, strike one. There have only been 12 other batters hit 500 home runs in their careers in pro Yaku history. The next pitch is taken outside, ball one. Oh no, there have been 20. Third pitch, taken low, ball two. One strike, two balls. Kuroda had struck Kiyohara out on three pitches, Kiyohara's first at bat. The next pitch is taken just high. Ball three. We're currently in the bottom of the fourth inning. There's one out. Kiyohara at the plate. We have a 1-1 tie. The next pitch is swung on and missed. That brings the count full to Kiyohara. Hiroshima had gotten their lone run in the first inning thanks to a hit, stolen base, a balk to Ogata, and then a RBI double by LaRocca. The next pitch is hit to the right-hand side and in front of the excite seats. Shima has the ball for out number three. That retires the side. Giants go down in order yet again. Oh, no, that doesn't retire the side. That's two out. Sorry. That brings up Tuffy Rhodes. The excite seats are something new at Tokyo Dome this year. It's field-level seats with no screen in front of it. Just past the dugouts on either side. Tuffy Rhodes shakes his bat. Kuroda's first offering to Rhodes is swung on and grounded to the left-hand side. The second baseman has it, and the easy throw to first gets him, and now the Giants are retired in order for the second time this inning, for the second time this game. And after four complete, the score remains 1-1. The scoring, as I said earlier, had a leadoff base hit in the first inning by Ogata. He stole second, was balked to third, and LaRocca doubled him in. For the Giants, the lone run came on Takahashi's line drive home run to the opposite field, left field, for Takahashi, and that's been all the scoring so far. So, going to the fifth inning, the score is 1-1. Okay, leading off the fifth inning for Hiroshima is Nomura, and he takes outside for ball one from Uehara. Uehara into the windup. This next pitch is a broken bat blooper just in front of Kapata in center for a base hit. Hiroshima has their leadoff runner on. Nomura has his second hit of this ball game and is now 53 hits away from the big 2,000. Only two carp before him have reached the 2,000 mark, the previous one being his current manager, Yamamoto. That brings up catcher Kuda, who is looking to bunt, but before he gets a pitch from Uehara, Uehara throws over to first. Kuda looks over at the third base umpire, gets a sign. Takes a couple of swings. Uehara comes set with the showing bunt all the way. He bunts the ball up the first base side. Abe looks at second but decides to throw to first. So the sacrifice is successful. And that'll bring up pitcher Kuroda. Kuroda, with runners in scoring position last year, actually hit 4 for 11 with 3 RBIs. So he's not necessarily an easy out. And he's swinging away. He grabs the ball to the left-hand side. Kokubo fields the ball, playing in a little bit, and throws to first for the force. It wasn't an easy play, for sure. Nomura holds at second base after having been looked back. So, with the runner at second base and now two out, leadoff batter Yoshinori Ogata comes up to bat. And he swings at the first pitch, hitting it deep to right. But Takahashi, going back, makes the catch at the warning track for out number three. A long out for Ogata. And that retires the side. Hiroshima had a leadoff base runner, but have nothing to show for it. At the end of four and a half, the score remains 1-1.
Hey!
while we're going to the bottom part of the Giants order in Kokubo, Kapler, and Abe, any of these three are still very much home run threats. Kuroda, into the windup. His first pitch to Kokubo this inning is taken down the middle for strike one. Kokubo struck out swinging his first at bat. The second offering to Kokubo is lifted to straightaway center. Kuroda doesn't want to turn around and look, but the ball hits at the warning track. It's one bounded off the wall. And the throw in is not in time to get Kokubo, who's standing at second base with a stand-up double. The Giants have a leadoff base runner in scoring position. I think Kuroda might have been worried that that one was going to clear the fence, but it just came up short. That'll bring up Kapler with a runner at second here in the bottom of the fifth inning. Nobody out. The first pitch to Kapler is taken for ball one. Kuroda, pitching from the stretch, is set. He comes to the plate. The next pitch is grounded to the right-hand side. The throw to first is in time with Kokubo moving to third on the play. That'll bring up catcher Abe. Luckton, in the first inning, has scored 6 runs so far against Cebu and leads 6-0 still in the bottom of the first inning at their new home, Full Cast Stadium. Oryx has scored 5 runs against Nippon Ham and is batting in the top of the second inning. First pitch to Abe is taken high for ball one. The next pitch swung on and missed. Strike one. Chunichi and Yokohama are scoreless in the bottom of the third inning at Nagoya Dome. At Osaka Dome, where Hanshin is hosting the Yakult Swallows, Hanshin currently trails 0-1. And over at Chiba Marine Stadium, it says they're still in the top of the first. Oh, this game started late. This game started at 6:15. It's 0-0. But still, that's almost an hour ago. Next pitch taken, ball two. One strike, two balls. Kuroda, set. The delivery, swung on and missed. Strike two. If anyone would like to make a comment during the game, you can write to me at live@japanesebaseball.com. The next pitch is down low. Ball three. That brings the count full to Abe. This is the second time this evening that Kuroda has gone to a full count. Kuroda comes set. Looks at the runner on third. The next pitch is swung on and lifted to the left side. This one is deep. This is deep enough to score a runner. But foul. And just missing going into the stands. Another long foul ball to the left side. And by a left-handed batter. So, we're going to the seventh pitch to Abe. Full count. The pitch is swung on and fouled back. Abe just got a piece of that one. So, we'll do it again. Full count. Runner at third base. One out. Kuroda comes set. The pitch is swung on and fouled away to the left-hand side and out of play. Kuroda has now thrown 54 pitches, 40 for strikes, only 14 balls this evening. Kuroda has done a very good job at staying away from three ball counts. Something that a lot of Japanese pitchers have a problem with. The next pitch is swung on and grounded to the left-hand side. The second baseman dives for it, and the ball bounces off of his gloves. First baseman Shima fields the ball, tosses to the covering second baseman, but not in time. Infield base hit. And that drives in the go-ahead run from third. The Giants take a 2-1 lead. That was a fork ball to Abe. That didn't fool him. Next up is Uehara, who's showing bunt all the way. The pitch taken just outside, ball one. Kuroda needs to take a deep breath. Relax. The next pitch, Uehara squares around to swing after showing bunt, but lets the ball go by. Called strike one. 1-1. Kuroda looks in again for his sign. Looks over at the runner at first. Uehara is showing bunt again. He bunts it off the plate and off his bat again, so that's a foul ball. Two strikes, one ball. So, will Uehara continue to go with the bunt in hopes of not doing too much damage, like a double play? He's still showing bunt, and he bunts the ball off the side of Kuda. Ouch! Kuda looks like he's in pain as Uehara goes back to the dugout, having failed the sacrifice. So that's the second out of the inning. And that brings us back to the top of the order in Nishi. Nishi flew out to center his first at bat and had a single his second at bat. And he's swinging at the first pitch, lifting it to the right-hand side. But this ball is going to go out of play, and it does. That was Kuroda's 60th pitch of the game. Nishi, back in. Kuroda, from the stretch. The pitch is swung on and fouled off to the left side and out of play. Strike two. Two strikes, no balls. We're currently in the bottom of the fifth inning. The Giants have already plated one runner, and they have a runner at first, two down. The Giants currently lead 2-0. 2-1, sorry. The next pitch is taken low, ball one. Two strikes, one ball. Kuroda, set, and the pitch is swung on and hit to the left-hand side. Second baseman fields the ball, going towards center field. Shovels the ball to shortstop, covering second, and gets the force. So after five complete innings, with the Giants scoring one run here, on a leadoff double by Kokubo, and moved over on a fielder's choice, or on the play at first base, and driven in on an infield base hit by Abe. The Giants take the lead, 2-1. Welcome back. Going into the sixth inning, the Hiroshima Carps send up Higashide, Shima, and LaRocca to face Uehara, who has thrown 64 pitches so far, one more than Kuroda has. Each pitcher so far has given up four hits. Kuroda has struck out five, while Uehara has only struck out three. Yet, Kuroda finds himself behind, 2-1. Higashide stands in the left-hand batter's box. Uehara pitching from the windup. The first pitch is bunted up the third base side, but foul. Strike one. Uehara into the windup again, and the pitch is taken outside for ball one. So the 1-1 pitch is taken on the outside corner this time. Two strikes, one ball. The next pitch is swung on and missed. Strikeout. And we have one quick out here in the sixth inning. That'll bring up Shima. Shima grounded out to short his first at bat and popped out to short and shallow left his second at bat. Akagojira. The first pitch is swung on and ripped up the first base side, but foul. Shima last year was the leading batter in the Central League. He takes strike two. Uehara, two quick strikes on Akagojira. That was his 70th pitch of the game. 50 strikes, 20 balls. And the next pitch swung on and missed. Strike three. Shima looked like he was fooled on that one, just sticking out his bat at the last second. He was way behind that pitch. So Uehara retires the first two batters really quickly and throws strike one taken by LaRocca. The next pitch is grounded to the right-hand side. Nishi is up with the ball, throws to Kiyohara at first, and the side is retired in order. At the end of 5.5, Hiroshima trails the Giants 1-2. And we're getting ready to go to the bottom of the sixth inning. The Giants will be sending up numbers 2, 3, and 4 batters, Nioka, Takahashi, and Kiyohara, to face Kuroda. Hanshin has tied up Yakult in the fourth inning, 1-1. At Osaka Dome. They're now in the top of the fifth inning. In the third inning, Oryx leads Nippon Ham 5-1. Still in the first inning, Rakuten leads Seibu 6-0. I think that information isn't coming along very well. Kuroda's first pitch to Nioka is taken outside and low, ball one. The next pitch is also misses outside and low, ball two. Kuroda is throwing at a good pace. The third pitch is taken on the outside part of the plate for strike one. Nioka so far has grounded out to third and grounded out to short this game. The fourth pitch is grounded back up the middle. The shortstop fields the ball just in front of the second base bag. It was a very high hopper. He had to hurry his throw to first, but it was in time for out number one. That'll bring up Takahashi, who had tied the game in the first inning with a line drive home run to left. He then struck out swinging his second at bat. Struck out of three pitches. So Kuroda isn't afraid to throw strikes to Takahashi. The first pitch to Takahashi here misses low and away. Of course, he has to do that right after I say that. Currently, the Giants lead 2-1. We're in the bottom of the sixth inning. Nobody on, one out. Takahashi Yoshinobu at the plate. Kuroda's second pitch to Takahashi in the dirt, ball two. Takahashi, Kuroda into the windup, and the next pitch misses way up high and outside, ball three. So Takahashi hit a home run hit on the second pitch he got in the first inning, struck out on three pitches in the fourth, and now has no strikes, three balls in the sixth. The next pitch catches the inside part of the plate for strike one. Kuroda has now thrown 71 pitches. And he steps off the mound, touches the rosin bag, comes up again. Kuroda, next pitch, taken down the middle. Sweet pitch. Strike two. That brings the count full. With the count full, Kuroda's next offering is grounded back up the middle, and it gets through to center field. Base hit. One out base hit by Takahashi will bring up Kiyohara with his huge 18 karat diamonds. Diamond earrings. Some people say that one reason baseball is losing popularity is because there aren't any characters who do things like that. Kiyohara lifts the first pitch up to the right-hand side. It's caught by the right fielder just on the line for out number two. One of my colleagues said that a lot of the younger kids think that Yaku players look boring, which is why they prefer soccer. But Kiyohara is trying to break that mold. That'll bring up Tuffy Rhodes. Rhodes has popped out to left, or flown out to left, and grounded out to second, and first pitch here, he fouls off to the left side and out of play. Looks like he's really upset for missing that pitch. I think that he thinks he should have given that one a ride. The second pitch by Kuroda is way up high. Ball one. Rhodes won the home run title last year with 45 home runs, 99 RBIs. I believe he shared the home run crown with Tyrone Woods. The next pitch is fouled off to the left-hand side. Strike two. Woods, who is no longer with the Bay Stars. And in the fifth inning, Woods, now Chunichi Dragons, are in a deadlock 0-0 score with Yokohama. The next pitch is in the dirt, swung on, and Kuda, after chasing the ball down, runs over, touch Rhodes out, and that retires the side. So, the Giants get a base runner, but have nothing to show for it in the sixth inning. At the end of six complete, the score is Hiroshima Toyo Carp 1, Yomiuri Giants 2. And Nakuten adds two runs in the bottom of the third inning against Cebu to take a commanding 8-0 lead. Still in the third inning. Back at Tokyo Dome, Uehara misses low and away to lead off batter Maeda here in the seventh inning. The second pitch is taken, just missing. Outside and low, ball two. Lotte currently leads SoftBank 2-0 with single runs in the first and third innings. I missed the third pitch, but the fourth pitch is grounded to second base, who throws to first for the first out of the inning. That'll bring up Koichi Ogata. Oryx leads Nippon Ham 5-0. Oryx scored three runs in the first inning, two in the second. The first pitch to Ogata is lined right at Takahashi in right for out number two. Yakult adds two runs in the top of the sixth inning to take a 3-1 lead over Hanshin. Hanshin had tied that game up in the bottom of the fourth inning after Yakult took a 1-0 lead in the first. The first pitch to Nomura is taken high and tight, ball one. The next pitch is fouled away to the left-hand side. Strike one, 1-1. We're in the top of the seventh inning. There are two out. Hiroshima trails the Giants, 1-2. Nomura is at bat. He fouls the third pitch off, back to the backstop. Two strikes, one ball. Nomura has singles, his first two at-bats, and here, the next pitch is grounded to the third baseman. Kokubo up with it, throws to first, and he's retired for the first time this game. And Hiroshima goes down in order yet again. That's four times this evening. And after 6.5 inning, Hiroshima continues to trail the Giants, 1-2. We're going into the bottom of the seventh here at Tokyo Dome on this opening day. A beautiful spring day here in the Kanto area. Sakura are starting to bloom. Sakura are cherry blossoms, cherry trees. Kokubo will lead off against Kuroda. He has struck out swinging and hit a double to center so far this game. Kuroda's first offering to Kokubo is taken outside, ball one. Kuroda was really good at catching those corners earlier this game. The next pitch is inside but swung on and missed, strike one. The 84th offering from Kuroda this game is lined right at the shortstop. Out number one. That'll bring up Kepler, the Giants' number seven batter. Right-handed batter stands in. Kuroda's pitch taken outside and away. Ball one. Kuroda into the windup, and the pitch is taken on the inside corner. Strike one. Nippon Ham has scored one run in the bottom of the fourth inning, and trail Oryx 1-5. The next pitch is grounded to the left side. LaRocca has it and throws way over Shima at first base. Kapler is on the error by the third baseman. Bad throw. With the runner at first and one out, the Giants send up Abe. Ducktin is retired in the third inning after scoring two and leads Cebu 8-0. Shimizu is picking up a bat, and he'll most likely pinch hit for Uehara. There's a throw over to first. Kepler is back in, sliding head first. The first pitch to Abe is taken outside, ball one. We're in the bottom of the seventh inning. There's one out, one runner on. Number 8 batting Abe at the plate. Kuroda, the starter for Hiroshima, is still on the mound. The Giants lead 2-1. Kuroda, and the set position is set. He throws over to first. Kepler is back in, sliding head first. Still plenty of time. The next pitch is swung on and fouled off. That's strike one. Shimizu is swinging a bat in the on-deck circle, most likely pinch hitting for Uehara, who's coming up next. Kuroda. Set. The pitch is lifted to center field, to right center. Center fielder calls the ball, makes the catch, throws the ball in. And Shimizu will be pinch hitting for Uehara with a runner at first and two down now. The left-handed pinch hitter stands into the batter's box. Kuroda looks at first, is set, and steps off, throws to first. Kepler is back in, standing up. Again. Kuroda, keeping an eye on first, is set, The pitch is swung on and lined, the slicer right to the shortstop for out number three. So, the Giants get a one-out base runner, but come up empty. At the end of seven complete, the Giants continue to lead the Carp 2-0. Scoring so far this game has been due to, in the top of the first inning, Ogata singled to lead the game, to lead off the game. Stole second base, was walked to third, and driven home on LaRocca's stand-up double to right center. That accounted for Hiroshima's lone run. The Giants didn't waste any time in getting back into the game, tying the game on Takahashi's line drive home run to left field with two down in the bottom of the first inning. The Giants then scored their second run of the game in the fifth inning when Kokubo led off the inning with a double to center, was hit over to third base on the throw to first when Kepler grounded out to second, and he came home on an infield single by Abe to conclude the scoring of this game so far. Here in the eighth inning, Sikorsky comes in to pitch for the Giants. He'll face the bottom of the Hiroshima lineup in Kuda, probably a pinch hitter for Kuroda and Ogata. Ogata Yoshinori. Have to remember there are two Ogatas. It's different kanji, but they're both pronounced the same. And we have a pinch hitter for the catcher, Mori Nandake. Morikasa. He swings and misses at Sikorsky's first offering. Strike one. The next pitch is taken inside. Ball one. And Sikorsky's third offering is grounded up the middle and past a reaching Nishi. Base hit. Hiroshima has their leadoff runner on board, and Kuroda is coming out to bat for himself. We have a pinch... Oh, no, we don't have a pinch runner. That is Morikasa. I don't recognize Morikasa's face. Sorry about that. Kuroda is standing up there, looking to bunt, as Sikorsky is looking in for his sign. Sikorsky comes set and throws over to first, where Morikasa is in sliding head first. Sikorsky looks in for his sign again, shakes his head yes, comes set. The pitch is bunted up the first base side. It's kind of a fly. Sikorsky fields the ball on one bound, runs to first for the force, so the sacrifice works, but Kiyohara is upset that he didn't try to get the out at second. Sikorsky ran the ball to first base by himself. He very much had a chance at getting the runner at second. But we now have one out, runner at second base, and the top of Hiroshima's order at bat in Ogata Yoshinori. Yoshinori led off the game with a single and eventually came around to score the only run for Hiroshima. The Giants have a pitcher up. I don't recognize who he is, a foreigner. The first pitch to Ogata is swung on and missed, a little low. Strike one. The second offering to Ogata is swung on and fouled off to the left side. Two quick strikes. Sikorsky looks in for his sign, while Morikasa takes his lead off of second. The pitch is swung on and fouled off to the left side, now to play. The count, two strikes, no balls, to lead off batter Ogata, or... to number one batter Ogata, with a runner at second base and one out. The next pitch, Abe sets it up high, Sikorsky threw high, and Ogata swung high, fouling the ball back to the backstop. Count remains, two strikes, no balls. Sikorsky comes set again. The next pitch is grounded up the middle. Fielded just left of the second base bag by Nioka. The throw to first is in time for the force. And Morikasa moves over to third base on the play. The score is currently Hiroshima 1, Yomiuri Giants 2. We're in the bottom of the eighth, or top of the eighth inning. And the Carp are really bringing out their guns now. Pinch hitter Asai comes in to hit for Higashide. He's the second pinch hitter of the evening. First one being Morikasa, who's now standing on third base. Sikorsky comes set. The delivery taken inside. Ball one. Just missed that pitch. Sikorsky looks at the runner at third. Comes home. Pitch is in there. Called strike one. 1-1. Gorski comes set again. And the pitch is, just misses inside. Ball two. Asai is ready in the left-handed batter's box. Sikorsky, set, looks at the runner at third, comes home, misses up high, ball three, one strike, three balls. Asai is a pinch hitter, hit over 300 last year. The next pitch is swung on and hit to the right side. Kiyohara fields the ball behind home, behind first base, takes it to first by himself, and the side is retired. Hiroshima gets a runner as far as third base, but no further. And so, after 7.5 innings, Hiroshima trails 1-0 with just one at bat left to go. The Giants lead off the 8th inning with the top of their order, Inishi. And Kuroda throws a strike. Lower part of the strike zone, called strike one. Yeah. The second pitch is swung on and grounded to the right side. Second baseman has it, is up, throws to first. One quick out. That'll bring up Neoka next. The first pitch to Neoka is in the dirt for ball one. The second pitch is hit, and he thought that he might have fouled it away, but the ball goes in front of home base. He hit the ball off of home plate. It's called fair by the home plate umpire. Catcher throws the ball to first base, and we have two quick outs. Maselli is warming up in the Giants bullpen. He'll be the closer for the Giants. Next up is Takahashi, who hit a line drive home run, which tied the game in the first inning. He struck out and hit a single to center. Kuroda's next offering is taken down low. No strikes, two balls. The third pitch is in the dirt. Ball three. No strikes, three balls. The fourth pitch, and Takahashi is swinging on a 0-3 pitch, and he lifts the ball to left field. Left fielder runs over and near the line, catches it for out number three. The Giants go down in order in the eighth inning. So, Hiroshima is coming up to their last at-bat, with Maselli coming in to pitch for the Giants. At the end of eight complete, Hiroshima continues to trail 1-2. We'll be right back. Nacelli comes in to pitch for the Giants. He'll be facing the heart of the Carp order in Shima, LaRocca, and Maeda. The first pitch to Shima is lifted to left field and deep, but Rhodes takes a couple steps back, makes a catch, and with one pitch, we have one out. That'll bring up LaRocca. LaRocca had doubled in the Carps' lone run in the first inning and takes a kind of high strike for strike one. He's grounded out to the pitcher and grounded out to second since then. The second pitch swung on and missed on an outside and high pitch by Maselli. Strike two. And the third offering to LaRocca is taken. Low and away, ball one. Maselli looks in for his sign, then steps off the mound. He comes set and delivers up high, ball two, two and two. Okay, Maselli comes set again. The next pitch, LaRocca fouls it off his left leg. He's really fouling a lot of pitches off his legs this evening. He fouled two of them off his legs his second at bat. He really should put on some shin guards for when he's at bat. Maselli pitching from the stretch, even though there's nobody on. Comes set. The delivery is swung on. Fouled off another leg. LaRocca seems to be used to that by now and doesn't even seem to mind it. So, batter steps in again, right-handed batter. Maselli looks in, shakes off a sign, says yes, comes set, and the delivery is swung on and lifted to center field and deep. The center fielder goes back at the wall, looks up, haita! The ball bounced back. Some people are saying home run, other people are saying it didn't clear the fence, but LaRocca crosses the plate. It's called a home run to center field. We have a tie ball game, 2-2. But first, the umpires are going to meet. The Giants are arguing that the ball hit on this side of the fence and bounced back, but the umpires are saying no, it cleared the fence. Horiuchi Kantoku is now out there arguing. Takahashi is arguing. He was in the outfield. He had a good view of it. Horiuchi Kantoku looks very upset with this call. And we're seeing the replay right now. It's up there, and I do believe that it's a fair ball. It did not go over. It hit the cushioning at the very top of the fence and bounced back. The ball did not disappear behind the cushioning. They've had problems at Tokyo Dome before with the ball hitting the railing on the outside part of the fence and bouncing back. Rhodes is arguing. Takahashi is arguing. Nobody can believe that that's been called a home run. LaRocca's sitting down in the third base dugout, happy that he tied this ball game up. But I do believe that the umpires missed this call. Let's see it one more time on the replay. And the ball is going back. It's coming down. And yes, I believe it hit the cushion. Oh, this may take a while, as the Giants are not going to accept that call. The umpires are saying they saw it. Horiuchi is saying that they're wrong. Horiuchi now looks like he's giving up his argument. We're going to hear from the home plate umpire shortly over the loudspeaker. The home run camera missed it. The center field camera went all the way to it, but was actually blocked by another camera and was a little too slow to the point where the ball hit. So that camera doesn't do any good. Home plate umpire says that it's called a home run. Hiroshima Carp have tied this ball game up 2-2 in the top of the ninth inning. So, with nobody on and one out, Maeda comes up to face Maselli. In a way, I'm glad that the umpires stuck with their call. The first pitch is called, strike one on the outside corner. The umpires here have an awful habit of giving in and just trying to make everybody happy and do silly things like give the batter a double or something. Next pitch is taken outside, ball one, 1-1. So seeing the umpires actually stick to their call and stick together is encouraging to see. Third pitch misses outside, ball two. I do think that they missed the call, but that's beside the point. The next pitch is taken outside, ball three. One strike, three balls. Maselli comes set. The 1-3 pitch is grounded to the right side. Kiyohara plays it, throws to Maselli and misses. The ball was thrown behind Maselli. Maselli reached on his way to first base, and that is an error on the throw. The ball did tip Maselli's glove on his way there. But Maeda is not one you want to let get on base. Actually, maybe his Achilles tendons are having trouble because they're sending Fukuchi in to pinch run. with Ogata Koichi at the plate. We have a pinch runner at first base. One out. And the first pitch he takes off, and Abe does not have a throw. Fukuchi has that base stolen easily on the first pitch. So, now with the runner at second base and one out, Ogata Koichi stands in. Maselli comes set, looks at the runner at second, comes home. The ball is lifted deep to left. Going! The outfielders look up! Machigai nai! Haita! Gekten, two-run home run! Hiroshima takes a 4-2 lead. Ogata Koichi with a big Gekten 2-run home run puts Hiroshima into a 4-2 lead here in the top of the ninth. Maselli, after getting the first out, cannot get anybody. And Maselli is heading to the dugout. While Saito comes in to take his warm-up, make his warm-up pitches, we'll see what's going on around the other games tonight, this evening. At Nagoya Dome, they're going to the bottom of the eighth inning with no score. That's Yokohama and Chunichi. Miura and Kawakami are both in there. Yakult has scored 3 runs in the 8th inning and 2 in the 6th, added to their 1 run in the 1st, and currently lead Hanshin 6-1. In the 6th inning, Oryx lead Nippon Ham 7-1. Having scored 3 runs in the 1st, 2 in the 2nd, and adding 2 more in the 5th, Nippon Ham scored their lone run in the 4th inning. Saito's first pitch to Nomura is lined to right field and off the wall! First pitch double to right, and the hit parade continues for Hiroshima. Over at Chiba Marine Stadium, Lotte scored 2 more runs in the 7th inning and leads SoftBank 4-0, so it looks like SoftBank is getting close to their first loss of the year. Next up for Hiroshima is I'm not sure who it was who came in to catch. Kimura came in at second base. Which Kimura? Why Kimura? The other Kimura came in to pitch, to catch, but is batting second. And this Kimura... I'm way behind. Grounded out to... to short with the runner holding at second base. So we now have two outs. Kuroda, the pitcher, is batting for himself, going for a complete game victory this evening. And he takes two straight balls. The next pitch is taken inside. Ball three to the opposing pitcher by Saito. Saito has gotten himself into a big pinch right here. Actually, it was the next pitch is taken for strike one. Actually, it was Takuya Kimura who batted last. The next pitch, oh, ball four, but called strike two. Umpire gave Saito a free one there. In to catch is Kazuyoshi Kimura for Hiroshima. And the next pitch is called strike three. Three outs, but not before two home runs, a solo shot to center by LaRocca, and a two-run blast by Koichi to left, put Hiroshima up 4-2. And a quick replay of the game so far. Hiroshima led off the scoring in the first inning with a single to lead off the game by Yoshinori Ogata. He stole second, was balked to third, and driven in by LaRocca's stand-up double to right center. The Giants got their first run in the first inning with a line drive home run to left by Takahashi Yoshinobu. The Giants then added a run to take the lead in the fifth inning with a leadoff double by Kokubo, sent over to third on ground out to second, and knocked in home on an infield single by Abe. The last chance for the Giants, now by finding themselves down by two runs in the bottom of the ninth inning, is Kiyohara. And Kiyohara swings at the first pitch and rips it up the right-hand side, but foul. A long foul ball off the fence and right. Hiroshima then, in the top of the ninth, had a one-out home run off the center field cushion by LaRocca. The next pitch is lifted way up high, but that's not going anywhere. First baseman calls for it and makes the catch in spare territory for out number one, right next to the first base bag. That'll bring up Tuffy Rhodes. The first pitch to Tuffy Rhodes. Well, maybe Kuroda's waiting for a sign. Okay, now the windup and the pitch is inside and low, ball one. In the dirt. Kuroda winds up. Second pitch is swung on and missed. Strike one. We're currently in the ninth inning. The Giants have one out and are trailing by two. 4-2. Kuroda into the windup, and the next pitch is just misses inside. Ball two. One strike, two balls. Kuroda into the windup again. The next pitch called strike two on the inside corner. Kuroda into the windup again. The 2-2 pitch is called strike three on the outside corner. Two down. The Giants are now down to their last out in this opening day game. Kuroda is going for a complete game victory against the Giants. This has really turned out to be a great game. Over in Nagoya Dome, Chunichi failed to score in the eighth inning. Going to the ninth inning, it remains scoreless. That looks like it might have been a really good game to have watched, too. Kokubo stands in. The first pitch to Kokubo is swung on and fouled away to the right-hand side. Kuroda looks in for his sign. Has it. Goes into his windup. And the pitch is taken, just missing outside. Ball one, 1-1. So, we'll go for it again. Kuroda into the windup. And the pitch is swung on and hit hard. The center fielder comes over And in the left center gap at the warning track, makes the catch for out number three. And the ball game is over. Kuroda throws a full game victory. Hiroshima Carp defeating the Giants 4-2 thanks to two big home runs in the ninth inning to turn this game around. A quick recap. Hiroshima scored first in the first inning with Yoshinori Ogata singling to lead off the game, stealing second, getting balked to third, and driven in by LaRocca, who hit a double into the right center gap. The Giants tied the game up right away on the bottom of the second when Takahashi hit a two-out home run line drive to left field. The Giants took the lead temporarily in the fifth inning when Kokubo hit a leadoff double, was knocked over to second base on a ground out to second baseman by Kapler, and Abe hit an infield single driving in the Giants' second run. But it all turned around in the top of the ninth inning. With one out, LaRocca hit a home run off the center field fence. It really looked like a cushion ball, but it was called a home run. But cushion ball or not, doesn't matter. Maeda hit a reached base on an error by Kiyohara, who threw behind the covering pitcher. And Ogata Koichi hit a huge home run to turn this game around to left field. And that's it. The game final, Hiroshima Carp 4, Yomiuri Giants 3. I'd like to thank you all for joining me this evening. And, or via tape delay, anybody who has comments, criticisms, would like to see some other stuff on the radio show here, is welcome to write me at either on the forum or to live@markjapanesebaseball.com. I look forward to hearing you from you, and I look forward to covering more games throughout the season. So, on this beautiful spring day, the beginning of baseball season, I'm Michael Westbay, inviting you to join in again. And I would like to also offer you to not only listen and download this audio file, but also share the file with whoever you like. I give you express permission to share this broadcast on peer-to-peer networks with friends, with family. Do with it what you like. I guess I need to set up something that explains all that. Okay, that's it. Signing off.